not to meet USDA standards, it's to exceed USDA standards, and we currently do that.
It takes consistency to maintain a record like Smithfield's. You can't let up any day. If you wouldn't feed a product to your own child, then it's not good enough to sell. We have to work every single day to produce product that we feel would be safe for any person to eat.
Got to get that product.
And the company operates in 12 countries throughout the world, and that story was provided by Smithfield Foods. All right.
Oh, really?
A little bit more about that forecast, and once
that
again,
that story was provided by the company that was being reported on.
Here's a look at where. All right. Be sure to keep it right here on your Market Day Report. Much more coming up right after this.
This is Rob Keck, host of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World. And on this week's show, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Bass Pro Shops Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee, with some of the greats in the outdoor industry at the Bass Pro Shops Fall Hunting Classic. All this and a lot more on Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World, Saturdays, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 147, and on Sirius On Demand.
Today's Oklahoma Agriculture Minute. I'm Sam Pinnett. You see the term gluten-free on a lot of products today, especially products traditionally associated with wheat. We asked Dr. Brett Carver, wheat scientist at Oklahoma State
wheat
University,
scientist.
If it's possible to develop a gluten-free wheat variety.
To say you're going to produce a gluten-free wheat is also saying you're going to produce a protein-free wheat. Essential, because gluten is 75 to 80% of the protein fraction, and it is the most important part of the protein fraction. Wheat is what gives wheat its characteristics in the bakery or in any cooking application. So I think what's more important is to go after certain proteins, certain gluten proteins that might be causing some of the negative reactions in our diet.
Oklahoma State University wheat scientist Dr. Brett Carter. With today's Oklahoma Agriculture Minute, I'm Sam Pinnett.
Rural Evening News, the only primetime newscast that matters to rural America.
Major problems for the Chinese economy that could affect ag exports.
This growing season happens to be anything but normal.
How is that affecting our commodities here?
Ag News.
The grain trade, very nervous, especially the soybean trade.
Weather.
That's going to be our weather pattern still.
And Western sports.
This time of year can make or break.
Rural Evening News, weeknights at 7:30 Eastern on RFD TV.
And Rural Radio.
Rural Radio, Channel 147.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here on your Market Day Report. I'm Abby Turpin. Here are some of the stories we are working on today in our newsroom. The state of California is planning to use eminent domain to take over as many as 300 farms in the California Delta in order to build water tunnels that have not been approved yet. This is according to the Washington Post. Farmers in the area are objecting the plan that the state says is necessary to supply water to Southern California. Well, the city of Valdez,
Alaska,
is offering a unique opportunity for fish fans, an underwater fish cam in Crooked Creek that offers a glimpse of spawning salmon. It is available online through the Forest Service's YouTube page, and you can find a link to that on our website, rfdtv.com. And the World Dairy Expo will celebrate its 50th anniversary next year. In honor of this achievement, 50 years of Expo memories have been compiled into a book. The book is called We Need a Show, and it follows the show's struggles and successes throughout the years. It will also explore ideas about what the future holds for the Expo. Well, the change in relations between the U.S. and Cuba could lead to a tremendous increase in trade between the two countries. The lifted trade embargo could greatly benefit the ag industry. Kenny Bergamy explains how it could impact poultry businesses in Georgia.
Today, the United States of America is changing its relationship with the people of Cuba. In the most significant changes in our policy in more than 50 years, we will end an outdated approach that for decades has failed to advance our interests, and instead, we will begin to normalize relations between our two countries.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the changes would be a boon for U.S. farmers. Jim Sumner, president of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council in Stone Mountain, said that many Americans might be surprised to hear about our current poultry exports to Cuba. They fall under the Trade Sanctions Reform and Export Enhancement Act. According to U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council, the U.S. exported just shy of $350 million of agricultural goods to Cuba. frozen chicken leads the way. In fact, chicken represented nearly half the value, with $144 million in sales.
Anything that can help open up the market, open up travel and tourism to Cuba is going to help us. It's going to help Georgia agriculture as well in many ways. Of course, we are, other than Florida, we're in the very closest proximity to take advantage of it. And of course, with Georgia ports, if we start shipping products out of Savannah, Brunswick, perfect opportunities for us.
That was Kenny Bergamy reporting. Ag officials still have major concerns over changes in the trade terms with Cuba. Currently, Cuba must pay cash in advance for all of their ag import shipments, and many worry about extending Cuba credit because of its fragile and suffering economy. And that story was provided by the Georgia Farm Monitor. Well, in an effort to improve sustainable ag in both the U.S. and Cuba, the Vermont Law School Center for Ag and Food Systems has now joined
your
the
news
Cuba
provided
US
by
Agri-
some fucking
Ecology Network.
Company that has an interest in the fucking
will be
story.
Beneficial to both sides. In an effort to cut costs after the collapse of the Soviet Union, Cuban farmers had to abandon the use of petroleum-based fertilizers and pesticides. Well, that gives them a unique perspective in the area of sustainable farming and one that could be valuable to American producers. Extreme weather will likely cause more frequent and more severe food shortages. This is according to British and American experts who studied the world production of corn, soybean, rice, and wheat. They warn that intense storms, droughts, and heat waves could bring on food shortages as often as every 30 years. In the past, similar shortages would happen once every 100 years. The group's report also says banning imports and exports of certain crops could increase the problem and cause spikes in food prices. Well, gray leaf spot has increased at alarming rates in some areas of Nebraska. It is now covering more leaf area with lesions and developing on leaves higher on the plant. This is according to an extension plant pathologist with the University of Nebraska. This and other diseases will increase as long as weather conditions are favorable, especially in susceptible hybrids. Southern rust also continues to expand in Nebraska. The disease has already been confirmed in Iowa and South Dakota. Well, heat across Canadian prairies recently has had an impact on the swathing and cutting of canola. Heat, like the country is experiencing, could cause crops to mature faster than usual. So experts are suggesting producers be prepared and keep a watchful eye on their crops. However, maturity of the crop isn't the only concern when it comes to swathing and the heat.
Should you be swathing during the heat of the day? And I think my main message or main caution would be to avoid prematurely swathing when it's hot like this. I think that's where you can see the most quality issues. If you're swathing, let's say 30% seed color change, out of, you know, for logistical reasons you have to, really try and take advantage of the morning dews and the cooler temperatures in the evening. By, you know, swathing prematurely in that heat can lock in green seed, and obviously that can lead to quality issues.
What?
Well, experts say when you're putting canola in the bin at higher temperatures, you need to watch it closely and get fans on it right away.
I'm always putting canola in the bin.
Also, if your crops are high on the moisture side, it's important to get bulk out ASAP and get it turned in an effort to break up any potential hot spots. Well, farmers know it is very important to not only take care of their crops, but each other. The Michigan Farm Bureau's inaugural Connect for the Future conference gave county leaders and members an opportunity to build relationships and also discuss how to strengthen the state.
Move that canola.
I'm sick of you fucking tricks. Blaming on my depressions and all the stones I'm calling. show you what a success is. Broken and most of us going. Only one in my section.
Bambata,
the universal Zulu nation funk rocker,
and for that good classic hip hop, you already know it's Backspin on SiriusXM.
Oh yeah, I get around, still clown with the underground when we come around. To get wrecked, all respect to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check. There's no base sweater, brother, majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. Cause she tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Ladies, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, plus it. Baby, got a problem saying bye bye. Just another habit of a fly guy. Your ass wise don't matter. My pocket's got.
I can't say that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one. one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I guess.
What's up, love? How you doing? Right. Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging? Yo, girl, you went to school with it. That's cool. But did she take your bottle, sister, and your cousin thought I wasn't? But it's a Monday, Monday, so just let me get it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, as you know that I get around.
I saw like a white SUV that said Exeter Police, and it looked all, the font was all futury, like it was some kind of fucking RoboCop prop or something. Exeter is 4 miles away. Or, I'm sorry, 4 hours away. Somewhere southeast of here. Ugh. Bury me in this tunnel. Ugh. Now you're speaking my language. We're all afraid. It's okay. We're all afraid. Smell that tunnel. Trying to pipe it up in this tunnel, that's all. Live in 100 countries. Dope rhymes. Yeah. This is the precise, like, when I think about the differentiators between the two hip-hop stations on satellite radio, it's that the is Shade 45, the Eminem-branded one, is the one that I wouldn't expect to play bullshit like this.
Dolly, baby, grinding on me slow and since I'm from the Bay, you don't gotta tell me when to go. Hey, I got her begging me to stay now. Send a text, but she slide like a playground. One time for the pay now. She my buddy with the money, she a PayPal. That's my baby with the KKK stroke right now. She don't wanna wait, wait, wait. What I make, no mistake, this is grown man B.I. Hey, with the rubber band, man, hands,
Also, this is billed as being a Travis Barker song.
I got a lot of off chance while you in the cut. Take a straight shot till she going up. She a goon gobble up.
I don't know. I didn't know Travis Barker was, like, producing hip-hop beats. Is he rapping? I don't even know.
Don't lie, though. Show me them tongue tricks. Only you and I know. Fuck around and get your rent paid. I'm straightforward, no gas breaks.
Oh, finally, some Lloyd Banks. Yep. Everything that dude just said. That's where I'm at with it. I'm with it. Like Eminem or Dale, but one more time for the veil. And fuck all of that beef shit, nigga. Let's make a mail. Hey, officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed.
Yo, what's up, Pig? Yo, not man, just cool and kick back in the studio with DJ Scratch and my man Frank B. Reminiscing about how we was trying to shop our demo and everybody was dishing, you know what I'm saying?
Koei Tecmo announces Steam early purchase perks for Nobunaga's ambition Sphere of Influence. Yes! Is it a courier? The hands got the clapping, the fingers got the snapping, and I was cooling with this minutes we was snapping, in and out of fantasies on how large we can get, cooling the rocks and benzes with the ground effect kits. I wanted black, E was on a two-tone, stupid on the systems with the hands we formed. The dream gets better and I would like to go on, but I was brought back to reality by a tutable horn. Smoke everywhere, or just what we needed, on the way to shop my demo in the car we heated. Feeling
traffic on an FDR drive. We had to play ourselves in the press fifth gear. He double had to push YMD stair to win our dreams. The cool with golden limos, and all we kept saying was, please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. Listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo. In the year 87 when we first took off, when I jumped the B68 and looked north, walking the big city streets of Manhattan, buildings, 09 yards, so enchanting, thinking if we got a chance we could lock it. Funky Fest demo tape on my pocket, who was walking, and got this twice today. Then we stopped at 1974 Broadway. We walked in with grins on our chins, and we had juice with Mr. Virgil Sims. He played the tape and we started to laugh. Played a farewell stock and then she's been backstabbed. People started smiling inside, we buck wild. Saying this all started back from freestyling. They liked it and they were very kind. But me and people were like, yo, where did we sign? Went in the back room, things was lovey-dovey. Met Ron Resnick and his father Juggy. Things was cool, as I remember. We signed the dollar line that we fresh make a member. Had dreams of fancy cars and limos and all.
Please listen to my demo. All right, I am here. So, continue to pipe it up. Remember that no one was saying pipe it up before that song came out. It's important to note. And it's Wednesday.